I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 26th. Quincy police say Saturday night's shooting in West Quincy was not random. 19-year-old Jomone Bing was struck in the head by birdshot when somebody fired a shotgun outside a two-family home at 189 Common Street at about 10:30 Saturday night. Bing was being treated at Brigham and Women's Hospital and is reportedly not cooperating with the investigation. There have been no arrests. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. There were 9 new cases of the virus as of Friday, with 63 active cases and 136 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says Quincy is on the high side of the yellow category and could slip into the red. He is urging people to abide by protocols that include mask wearing, hand washing, social distancing, and staying home if you're sick. The company that owns Dunkin' Donuts is in talks to be acquired by Inspire Brands. Inspire owns Buffalo Wild Wings and several other restaurant groups. The deal could be worth almost $9 billion. The South Shore YMCA of Quincy says their 24th virtual Taste of the South Shore fundraiser took in over $250,000 to help support their food pantry. Over 200 people signed into the event, which featured a silent auction and a chef's competition. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 26th.